Hi all, my name is Seth Johnson and I'm the Opportunity Program Director with United Way of Central Iowa. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you today about what we're doing here in Central Iowa to fight poverty together. The Opportunity Program was started in 2014. It was started because we had a tale of two cities in our community. Our community was regularly being recognized as number one place to live for millennials, number one place for retirees, number one place for job advancement, even getting recognized as the number one state in the country to live. But at the same time, we saw the number of individuals and families who were not financially self-sufficient increase or remain the same. We needed to do something different, and that's what Opportunity did. It brought together our community in a new and unique way to address poverty together. Now, with the goal of bringing more people to financial self-sufficiency, we've really focused on the last couple of years on not overall reducing poverty, but more focusing on what we can do to eliminate barriers that prevent people from thriving. By talking about these small, sometimes small, sometimes very large barriers that prevent people from thriving, we're able to feed into the overall poverty reduction in our community. So what does this look like? For instance, for our formerly incarcerated individuals in our community, we know that a lot of them were not able to get driver's license upon their release due to their conviction. It was an outdated law that had been around since the 1990s here in Iowa, that upon their release, they weren't able to get a driver's license. And Central Iowa being a fairly rural community, you really rely on an automobile to get around and be able to access all the different services that you need. What these individuals were doing is that they were driving without a driver's license anyway, and then they were getting pulled over and going back into our criminal justice system. Through our legislature last year, we were able to eliminate this barrier so that 5,000 Iowans will no longer have this issue. All of these different barriers that we focus on over the last couple of years have really culminated in the last 2 years. In the last 2 years, we have seen 25,000 more Central Iowans who are financially self-sufficient. This has been a great step for us and a two-year trend of seeing the overall number of people who are financially self-sufficient increase. We're very proud of what we're doing here in Central Iowa, but we know that there's so much more to do. I hope that this is just a brief explanation of what we're doing here in Central Iowa, and thank you again for the opportunity to speak with you and share a little bit about what we're doing.